Today's episode is brought to you by Canva. We're all looking for ways to make an impact at work, but not all of us are skilled in visual design. Canva helps you get your point across, simply and beautifully. It's easy to design Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, and videos. You start with a designer-made template and customize it with your content. Plus, add graphics, charts, and more from Canva's massive media library. Whatever department you work in, Canva is perfect for any task. Sales decks, hiring docs, marketing brainstorms, employee videos, you name it. Anyone at work can design with Canva. Start designing today at canva.com. Designed for work.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
This episode is brought to you by Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hears from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome to Brainstuff from How Stuff Works.
Hey, Brainstuff, I'm Lauren Vogelbaum, and I'm here to tell you that something strange is happening above the frozen landscape of Antarctica. When scientists launched a science balloon mission called the Antarctic Impulsive Transient Antenna, or ANITA, over the continent in 2006, a cosmic ray pinged off of one of its instruments. That isn't so strange. Cosmic rays fly from deep space all the time, and ANITA can detect them and measure their energies. But on this occasion, the cosmic ray didn't come from above. It came from below. This high-energy particle had emerged from the ice and traveled upward through the atmosphere. That's not something that cosmic rays are supposed to do. During another ANITA flight in 2014, it happened again. Cosmic rays come from some of the most energetic places in the universe, supernovas or the swirling maws of black holes. To see a cosmic ray emerge from the Earth suggests that this particle traveled from deep space and passed right through the planet before emerging on the other side. According to physics, however, this is impossible. Cosmic rays are high-energy protons and atomic nuclei, and the thing about them is that they have large cross-sections. In other words, they have no problem interacting with matter. Should a cosmic ray hit the Earth, it should be stopped in its tracks by the atmosphere like a bullet hitting a cinder block. Conversely, we've got another type of particle called neutrinos. These have very small cross-sections, meaning they zip through matter as if it weren't even there. Neutrinos are so weakly interacting with matter that trillions of them pass through our bodies unimpeded every second. But the particles that ANITA detected were not neutrinos. They were what appeared to be cosmic rays, and they passed straight through our planet as if it weren't even there.
Frankly, these cosmic rays are not normal. Now, researchers have revisited these Anita events in a study submitted in September 2018 and founded three similar detections of upward-moving cosmic rays in another Antarctica experiment called Ice Cube. That's a particle detector that's buried in the ice. And the researchers have arrived at an astonishing conclusion. These aren't regular, standard model physics cosmic rays. They could be evidence of what's called exotic physics. Exotic physics refers to physics that we don't currently understand, and scientists refer to it as physics beyond the standard model. The standard model is a recipe book of sorts that explains how subatomic particles, from electrons to photons to quarks, should behave. When the Large Hadron Collider discovered the Higgs boson in 2012, the particle that endows matter with mass, the standard model was complete. The theoretical framework that describes all interactions down to subatomic scales had been wrapped up. There was a problem. In fact, there were several. The standard model does not explain what dark matter and dark energy are. It also cannot explain why the majority of the universe is made from matter rather than antimatter. There's also the question of neutrino mass. The standard model falls short there, too. There are many mysteries that cannot be explained by the standard model recipe book, so physicists are hard at work trying to find evidence for a recipe book that governs the universe in the shadows. Maddeningly, the most complex experiments on Earth have yet to find any conclusive evidence of this shadowy realm and how it works, though there are clues. And according to the researchers investigating the Anita and Ice Cube anomalies, these cosmic ray detections may have opened a window into physics beyond the standard model, providing evidence of particles that look like cosmic rays and yet don't behave like cosmic rays. The researchers wrote in their study, "Under conservative extrapolations of these standard model interactions, there's no particle that can propagate through the Earth at these energies and exit angles. We explore here whether beyond the standard model particles are required to explain the Anita events, if correctly interpreted, and conclude that they are." One hypothetical exotic physics recipe book that may help explain what's going on is supersymmetry. This hypothesis suggests that all the particles we know and love have supersymmetry particles, aka sparticles. These sparticles would provide balance to the standard model and may explain some of the mysteries that are confounding physicists and cosmologists. Could these phantom cosmic rays actually be a whole different type of particle emerging from supersymmetry? It's too early to tell, and more data is needed, but it's tantalizing to think that we may have accidentally glimpsed physics beyond the standard model at the most extreme location on Earth. Today's episode was written by Ian O'Neill and produced by Tyler Klang. For more on this and lots of other spooky topics, visit our home planet, howstuffworks.com.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.